Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And on the line, we've got Nick Ashman. Morning, Nick.
Morning, Brandy. Big morning, isn't it? US Masters Golf, Scheffler. Four strokes ahead with just one hole to play. So it all looks like it's going to go to the favourite in 2024.
It does. It does. Disappointingly so. Now, NRL, let's look at whatever you want to look at, Nick.
Well, I just thought we'd do a bit of an update. We gave a justice refund yesterday for the Titans getting beaten, what we call a bad beat. But unfortunately for them, they just continue to firm, Brandy, for the wooden spoon. They're now $1.67 to get the least wins in 2024. The Tigers are the only other team under double-figure odds at $5.50. And just looking at the minor premiership, the Panthers now into $2.50 to take out the minor premiership, and they're $3.25 to be the grand final winner. Brisbane just tightened up a fraction into $4.50. Storm at $7.50, and the Roosters at $8.50. And the Warriors at $13 despite losing over on home soil on Saturday afternoon. So plenty to play out, and no doubt the markets will change again in the coming weeks, particularly as we get closer and into origin time. But at this stage, Panthers got a pretty good hold of that minor premiership market.
In US politics, what's doing?
Look, we going there?
We're just saying, what's that?
We're going there, yeah.
Well, yeah, look, not? I just find it fascinating. It's so fickle, the US political market. So Trump was obviously the odds-on favourite. He drifted out to $2.10. Biden got out to $2.50. He's into $2.20 now. And then the big move has been Robert F. Kennedy Jr., $51 into $19. So I just find it fascinating every time there's a big story that breaks over there about how bad one or the other is. The market seems to react to it, but it just seems to be a bit of cat and mouse. So an interesting market to follow, but not one you want to bet on, I don't think.
And Nick, have you ever seen anything like Pride of Jenny?
No, guys. Look, I'm just waiting for the sectionals to come through, but I've got a feeling while she's gone very fast, I think the peloton, to use a cycling term, that being the remaining horses in that race, have gone a bit slower than probably what they should have done. I mean, you just can't. Horses don't stop. They keep going. They might slow down, but to be 30 lengths off her at the 600-metre mark was madness from the rival jockeys. But take nothing away from her. She is an outstanding horse, and she's going to be the one to beat in the Cox Plate come October, guys. That was some spectacle and a great way to round out the championships at Randwick on Saturday. And Racing New South Wales and the Australian Turf Club did a wonderful job over the 2 days, particularly day one with all the inclement weather.
Now, pulling back the curtains on the life of Nick Ashman too, you've got some car troubles today, have you, Nick, that you want to share with us? Some dramas there with the car?
I didn't really want to share it, but the producers told me I've got to fess up. Yeah, the cars, we've had a bit of a breakdown in the car, so it's gone in for a service this morning, so I'm a little bit delayed with my update this morning, boys. But hopefully we get it back later on this afternoon, and I'm good to go tomorrow morning at the regular slot.
Good stuff, Nick. Right, yeah. Are you on the bat phone at the moment, or what?
I'm dodging daycare drop off and various other things. Yeah, and my poor wife. Yeah,
good stuff.
Like there.
So look, Nick, it's only the likes of the Hemi Goodmans and the Omarods, those pretenders that get the company cars from Sportsbet. Quite obviously, you don't get the courtesy car. It's just your place, mate. You just got to accept it. It's for Goodman and Omarod, those pretenders. You know, those elitists. They get the big bucks. Good on you, Nick.
The champagne.
Talk tomorrow, Nick.
See you, boys.
Nick Ashman from Sportsbet right here on SEN.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.